he said. "Inigo," said Vimes quietly, without turning his head.
"Ah," said Inigo, after some muttered exchanges, "now the problem seems to be Sergeant Detritus. No trolls are allowed in this part of town during the hours of daylight, apparently, without a passport signed by their owner. In Bionk, the only trolls allowed are prisoners of war. They have to carry identification."
"Detritus is a citizen of Ankh-Morpork and my sergeant," said Vimes.
"However, he is a troll. Perhaps, in the interest of diplomacy, you could write a short..."
"Do I need a piss pot?"
"A passport? No, Your Grace."
"Then he doesn't either."
"Nevertheless, Your Grace..."
"There is no nevertheless."
"But it may be advisable to..."
"There's no advisable either."
A few other guards had drifted over. Vimes was aware of watching eyes.
"He could be ejected by force," said Inigo.
"Now there's an experiment I wouldn't want to miss," said Vimes.
Detritus made a rumbling noise.
"I don't mind going back if..."
"Shut up, Sergeant. You're a free troll. That's an order."
Vimes permitted himself another brief scan of the growing silent crowd, and he saw the fear in the eyes of the men with the halberds. They did not want to be doing this any more than the captain had.
"I'll tell you what, Inigo," he said. "Tell the guards that the ambassador from Ankh-Morpork commends them for their diligence, congratulates them on their dress sense, and will see that their instruction is obeyed forthwith. That should do it, shouldn't it?"
"Certainly, Your Grace."
"And now turn the coach around, Detritus. Coming, Inigo?"
Inigo's expression changed rapidly.
"We passed an inn about 10 miles back," Vimes went on. "Ought to make it by dark, do you think?"
"But you can't go, Your Grace."
Vimes turned very slowly.
"Would you repeat that, Mr. Skimmer?"
"I mean..."
"We are leaving, Mr. Skimmer. What you do, of course, is up to you."
He sat down inside the coach.
Opposite him, Sybil made a fist and said, "Well done." "Sorry, dear," said Vimes, as the coach turned. "It didn't look a very good inn."
"Serves them right, the little bullies," said Sybil. "You showed them."
Vimes glanced out and saw, at the edge of the crowd, a black coach with dark windows. He could make out a figure in the gloom within. The luckless guards were looking at it as if for instructions. It waved a gloved hand languidly. He started counting under his breath. After 11 seconds, Inigo trotted alongside the coach and jumped onto the running board.
"Your Grace, apparently the guards acted quite without authority and will be punished."
"No, they didn't. I was looking at 'em. They'd been given an order," said Vimes.
"Nevertheless, diplomatically, it would be a good idea to accept the expen..."
"So that the poor buggers can be hung up by their thumbs," said Vimes. "No, you just go back and tell whoever's given the orders that all our people can go anywhere they like in this city. Do you see? Whatever shape they are."
"I don't think you can actually demand that, sir."
"Those lads had old Burley and Strong in the arm weapons, Mr. Skimmer. Made in Ankh-Morpork. So did the men on the gate. Trade, Mr. Skimmer. Isn't that part of what diplomacy is all about? You go back and talk to whoever's in the black carriage, and then you'd better get them to lend you a horse, because I reckon we'll have gone a little way by then."
"You could, perhaps, wait."
"Wouldn't dream of it."
In fact, the coach was outside the gates of the town before Skimmer caught up with it again.
"There will not be a problem with either of your requests," he panted,
and for a moment there appeared to be a touch of admiration in his expression.
"Good man, tell Detritus to turn around again, would you?"
"You're grinning, Sam,"
said Sybil as Vimes sat back.
"I was just thinking that I could take to the diplomatic life," said Vimes.
"There is something else," said Inigo, getting into the coach. "There's some historical artefact owned by the dwarfs, and there's a rumour..."
"How long ago was the scone of stone stolen?"
Inigo's mouth stayed open. Then he shut it, and his eyes narrowed.
"How in the world did you know that, Your Grace?"
"By the pricking of my thumbs," said Vimes, his face carefully blank. "I've got very odd thumbs when it comes to pricking."
"Really?"
"Oh, yes."
Dogs had a much easier sex life than humans, Gaspo decided. That was something to look forward to, if he ever managed to have one. It wasn't going to start here, that was definite. The female wolves snapped at him if he came too close, and they weren't just warnings either. He was having to be very careful where he trod. The really odd thing about human sex, though, was the way it